And it is time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership online at carolinachamber.org. Today, we're talking Carrboro, and we are joined on the phone by the mayor of Carrboro, Damon Siles. Mayor, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Aaron. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for bearing with me as I get through this. I keep wanting to say good morning to everyone because that's just what I'm so used to every single day. I'm getting it right. I'm going to get it right.
We pulled you out of your comfort zone.
Apparently, yeah. So tomorrow we'll actually begin up in Durham because you're going to be up in Durham tomorrow for the Pride Parade, right?
That's right. As we've been doing for many years, I and a couple of my colleagues from the town council will be marching in the parade. I know there will be a contingent there from the town of Chapel Hill as well. And it's always a good time, even when it rains, which I suspect tomorrow it may. I do actually have a memory of marching in very, very heavy rain one year in the Durham Pride Parade, but it was still a lot of fun, and there were tons of people out to be a part of it. So looking forward to that in the morning.
What was
We'll have a couple of other go ahead.
I was going to say, what was that, the like marching in heavy rains? What was that like?
It was just kind of one of those situations where once you're wet, you're wet. There's no point in trying not to be wet. So just bear with it.
So, again, that's happening tomorrow at 10:30, and everyone's invited up to Durham for that. That gets underway at Duke East Campus. Carrboro Town Council also gathered earlier this week for a regular town council meeting with a number of items on the agenda. What was discussed?
Yeah, I think that we had a lot of just sort of regular business to get through. I'd say the main item was just nailing down our master plan for the Westwood Cemetery. I think as some of your listeners may remember, that's been a topic of conversation for the council the last couple of years, trying to think about the future of the Westwood Cemetery, given that it is filling up and there's an undeveloped portion of the property that has not been plotted out for new grave sites. And it's a part of the property that has also become just sort of a commonplace for folks in that neighborhood to just gather and use as an open green space. So we've been having a lot of conversation over the last couple of years about how to accommodate those different interests, and we think we've come to a good compromise. We settled on a compromise master plan for that on Tuesday night, and so the staff is going to move ahead with it.
What are some of the details that folks should know?
I would say, broad strokes, we basically are going to use half of the remaining portion of the property to plot out additional grave sites, and these will be conventional burial plots as well as spaces for cremains, since we know that so many folks are now choosing cremation over conventional burial, as well as some sort of so-called green burial options on the property. And then the remaining half of the property we are going to retain as an open green space for folks in the surrounding neighborhood to continue to use for that purpose.
That was at Carrboro's Town Council meeting on Tuesday of this week. The other item on the agenda that caught my attention, and I was speaking about this with Brian McConnell, our news director, too, was a possible, no vote on Tuesday, but a possible ordinance down the road to ban gas-powered landscape equipment.
Yeah, I don't think that kind of ban is really in our future, and primarily because it's not something we probably have the legal authority to do. But we did have a really thorough conversation about what options we do have. One of those is to follow the lead of the town of Chapel Hill, which has set some decibel limits on the use of certain kinds of gas-powered landscaping equipment, or really any kind of landscaping equipment. But we know that, of course, gas-powered equipment tends to be louder than, for example, electric equipment. So we looked at some of those options. We looked at some other ordinance tweaks to our existing noise ordinance about hours of operation and things like that. So we gave the staff a lot of guidance to work with, and they're going to come back to us with ordinance changes at some point in the future.
Any likely specific movements, do you think, out of those? What's likeliest to happen?
I think you're likely to see some tweaks to hours of operation regulations, as well as probably something similar to what Chapel Hill has done around decibel limits. The other, I think, for me, most important part of what we discussed is a kind of a second piece of the conversation, which was how do we accelerate the electrification of the equipment that people are using, whether it's people in their own properties or local businesses that are doing landscaping, or for that matter, the town of Carrboro's own landscaping equipment. How do we both set an example as a town by making that transition to electric equipment on the town's part, and then also provide opportunities, whether it's incentives or grants or other strategies to help local landscaping businesses and local homeowners transition from their gas-powered equipment to electric equipment.
What is, this is going to be a super in-the-weeds question, but I'm fine with that. Like, what does staff do with the recommendations when they're given by town council? They take what you have to say, and then they'll go come up with a possible ordinance down the road. What else do they then look at besides the feedback from town council?
Sometimes they will go and look to see what other jurisdictions are doing, and they'll use similar approaches or even similar ordinance language to fold into our existing ordinance. I think that's some of what you'll see in this case. We know, for example, that the town of Chapel Hill, the city of Holly Springs, for example, had some good approaches to the things that we were hoping to achieve with this conversation about gas-powered landscaping equipment. So what we'll see, we have an existing ordinance in place, for example, around noise and the use of different kinds of equipment that produce noise. So I think what you'll see is some proposed amendments that staff and our town attorney will make to that existing ordinance, and they'll bring that back to the town council to consider.
Anything else out of this week's meeting that folks should know?
Those were the two big conversations. We'll have, of course, another meeting coming up next week where we'll get an update on a couple of just kind of long-range planning items, including a status update on the implementation of our Carborough Connects comprehensive plan, as well as an update on a zoning overlay that we implemented a few years ago for the Lloyd Broad neighborhood. We, as part of adopting that zoning overlay, we asked staff to regularly report back to the council on how that's working out. So those are the two big items on our agenda for next Tuesday.
And then, obviously, the comprehensive plan also deals with getting around town, and that leads to another thing that I know we're getting to the end of, which is the period where the town is getting public feedback on the Bolin Creek Greenway. That survey runs through October 3rd, right?
That's right. We have an online survey asking for folks' input on the on how to finish out the remaining phases of the Bolin Creek Greenway project in Carborough. That survey will close on October 3rd, and then we'll get a full report from our staff, both on their survey findings as well as the sort of parallel effort that our planning staff are doing to just update what we know about relevant regulations and so on. We'll hear back about all of that on October 17th.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Damon Siles, CarboroughNC.gov is the town's website. Go there and find out more, including a link to that Bolin Creek Greenway survey. If you haven't taken it yet, the town still wants to hear from you between now and the 3rd. Top story for today, kind of getting away from Carborough, but then coming back to it, is the fact that the state legislature finally passed a budget for the first time after going 2.5 months into the fiscal year. Medicaid expansions in it, but also a number of provisions that Democrats have been opposed to. How closely, as mayor, as town official, do you follow the budget debate, and what are your thoughts about it?
Well, I'll typically follow it pretty closely, at least when they're having a normal budget conversation. But the standard budget items that are really relevant for municipalities like ours were answered long ago. I think really what we've been watching here is one, are they ever going to end this session? It sounds like they're not. And two, what are they going to fold into their budget that really isn't about the budget? And that's the stuff that people really ought to be keeping an eye on right now. Of course, Medicaid expansion is something we need to be celebrating. It's something that, as you know, Aaron, folks like me and others have been advocating for over a decade now. Yes, we should celebrate that Medicaid expansion is finally happening. It should have happened a long time ago. But there are a lot of other things that have been put into this budget that will go to the governor and that he's announced he will allow to be enacted, like essentially exempting the legislature from the North Carolina open records law. Really, really strange decision that I think should concern every North Carolinian who cares about transparency in government. Another important one is basically spending public funds on private schools. Where did that come from? Well, we know where it came from ideologically, but it's something all of us who care about the public education system in North Carolina should care about and be concerned about, especially when our public education system is so starved for the funds that it needs to operate successfully. So, yeah, a lot of great stuff, and a lot of not so great stuff in this budget, sounds like it's going to be passed into law.
Speaking again with Carborough Mayor Damon Siles, CarboroughNC.gov is the town's website. Go there and find out more. As we start wrapping up this conversation, we've got a couple minutes left. What else is going on or coming up in town that folks should know about?
Well, like I said, I'll be at Pride tomorrow morning. And then, of course, as the regular listeners know, I like to go to a soccer game now and then. So I'm looking forward tomorrow night, if it's not raining, which it may be, but there's a big UNC-Duke game in men's soccer that will be a home game for UNC. Very much looking forward to that. Although it sounds like the weather may mean I'll be watching it on TV.
And then Carpenter Music Festival coming up in a little more than a week, right?
That's absolutely right. October 1st, it's Sunday, is be essentially a full day of music, free live music all over downtown Carrboro. It's a great reason to be out in Carrboro. We've got over 100 acts who have been selected to perform this year on live stages all over downtown. So yeah, plan accordingly. There's even an app this year.
Again, CarrboroNC.gov, the website. Go there and find out more about town government, including next week's meeting, the Bowling Creek Greenway Survey. You can get info about the Carrboro Music Festival there as well. Mayor Damon Siles, thank you, as always, so much for being with us.
Thanks, Aaron. Have a great weekend.